Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, it is the last episode of 2018, I think.
No.
It's not.
Because there will be one out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're thinking a little bit more ahead into next year. We're getting a little bit excited. And this week, we are talking about what we'd like to see from theme parks in 2019, or at least announced in 2019. Yeah. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan, how are you? I mean, I appreciate
right.
I've been talking to you for the last, like, hour and a half already.
Yeah, I'm just on a completely different podcast.
Yeah, it's always difficult to transition from that podcast to this one.
Yeah.
Because we have to rein in our swearing.
It wasn't too bad, the last one.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was quite civilised, because we were talking about Star Wars.
Yeah. Curse around Star Wars.
No. No, I think we're actually pretty safe.
So yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad.
The worst time is when I dropped the F-bomb on this one and had to edit it out afterwards.
I don't remember that.
It was towards the end and I literally just went... And you were like, you just said the F-word. Like it's a bad thing. Like we never say it anyway.
Like, oh, my God.
I don't know if I can do this anymore. But yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea just to look ahead to 2019 and... Or 2019, depending on how you say it, you know. Okay. Or 2019. and just see what we want to see at theme parks, or at least announce from parks. But before we do that, let's touch on the images that were revealed of Universal's new coaster that's coming to Islands of Adventure last week. And they look very suspiciously like motorbikes.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're covered at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is another case of... So these were pictures taken by somebody going overhead, helicopter or plane or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Taking aerial pictures.
Yeah.
Which we've seen a lot of around Star Wars Land and all this sort of stuff.
I'm still surprised Disney allow it. Like they must take them from quite a distance with a really good camera.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what...
Because Disney's a no-fly zone.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
I suppose that makes sense. Yeah, they must take it from a fair distance out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how... You say Disney's no-fly zone. I don't know how far away from the parks is a no-fly zone.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I assume all of Disney property isn't a no-fly zone, because you wouldn't be able to get anywhere close then, would you?
Probably, yeah. I don't know if it's just Magic Kingdom or what, but...
Yeah. But we've seen some quite detailed pictures...
Yeah, and it does look like suspiciously like a motorbike, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Like they've got it covered over.
Mm.
I think that, to be fair, I think they could have made more of an effort to cover it over if they were trying to disguise what the shape of it was.
Yeah, I mean, we could be wrong.
No, yeah, we could be wrong. I think from the covering that they've got, there's a very distinctive motorbike shape, isn't it?
It looks like a motorbike and a sidecar, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the sidecar looks like the sidecar that is in whichever film it's in. Whichever number.
Well, it's in a few,
yeah.
Although, you know, rightly so, Hayley, who's been on the podcast before, pointed out that it was Sirius's motorbike originally.
Hagrid
inherited it, shall we say.
Won it in a game of strip poker.
Yeah. Oh. Thank God he won.
That means Sirius lost.
Yeah. I'd rather see Sirius's naked body than yeah. I'd rather see Sirius's wand than Hagrid's, to be fair. Just whip it out like an elephant trunk. Yeah, exactly. So this is why the transition from one podcast to the next is difficult.
Yeah.
But also the other rumour is that we're seeing a giant animatronic Fluffy.
Yes. Which makes sense with a Hagrid link, doesn't it?
Yeah, those dots kind of are joined, but it'd be interesting to see the official announcement from Universal soon.
Do you reckon it could be a backstory? Do you reckon it could be something we haven't seen in the films?
Potentially.
Like more like a Hagrid backstory, kind of, however much you can tell a story on a roller coaster. But
And I think the other thing is, the great thing about if it was Hagrid is I don't think it'd be too difficult to get Robbie Coltrane in. No. To reprise the role, you know.
No, I don't think it would be.
Give him a, you know, beard and whatever.
I thought you were going to give him a beer. And he'll be in.
Well, you've got a beer for you, Robbie. I'm in. Yeah. You don't know what you do. I'm in.
No, I'm in. I'm in. Don't mind. Anything for that sweet elixir.
Much like the Philosopher's Stone, the elixir of life. But yeah, I think.
I mean, to be fair, we don't think he's an alcoholic.
No, we don't.
That's not
we
what
don't.
We're saying.
No. Okay. Because you couldn't really get any of the main cast back in again. They're a bit too old, aren't they? To realistically play them back
then. I thought you were saying that they wouldn't be able to get them. Like, they can probably get them if they...
They forked out enough cash.
Yeah. You know, Rupert Grint's not doing anything, is he?
No. To be fair, nor's Daniel Radcliffe, really.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Emma Watson, they might struggle.
Yeah, struggle a bit.
They didn't even get her voice for the Gringotts.
Oh, did they not?
Don't think so. It doesn't sound like her.
Robbie Coltrane would be a reasonably good one to get. And as you say, he wouldn't look significantly older.
No. Not really at all. No. Not because obviously they've added the massive hair and beard anyway. Yeah. So I think it doesn't really matter what he looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
underneath, because the hair on Hagrid pretty much takes up his whole face, doesn't it? So
So they can probably get away with quite a lot in that, can't they?
Yeah. So, you know, it would be nice to see an attraction with Hagrid in it and a giant fluffy three-headed dog. For anyone that doesn't know Harry Potter and just thinking, the hell does that mean?
I think maybe we will see more of an animatronic than the Kong one. Like, Kong is like bust, don't you?
Yeah.
Fluffy might be pretty cool.
It might explain why they cut corners on Fast and Furious, because they're putting a load of money into this.
They're funneling all the money into the Harry Potter ride and just ignoring Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Cut the budget to a bone.
Yeah. Oh, you remember that Fast and Furious PS1 game? Yeah, just use that.
Copy-paste the files. It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Just CG what's-his-face in.
Vin Diesel.
The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what they've done, isn't it?
Pretty much.
It's such a bad ride.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's
spring, isn't it?
Definitive date, yeah, it's spring. Because I'm there in end of April, like the first weekend of May. So,
it could be tight. Usually they tend to open in June, don't they?
Yeah.
You might get lucky, though.
I might get lucky, they might be doing soft openings as well. I was there for the soft openings of Transformers.
It's usually quite positive, you know, although it looks like they've got loads of work to do. The fact that the actual coaster carts are now there.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Means they're ready to test soon.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think, obviously it looks like they've got a lot of work to do on the grounds, but...
That doesn't take too long, really.
No, considering if they throw the money at it and they throw the people at it.
It's just a bit of turfing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Throw a bit of turf down, throw a couple of leaves.
My dad could do that in a couple of days. He's good at turfing.
Just sort it out, yeah.
No problem.
You could shoot your dad over there. I'm sure he wouldn't say no.
No, I wouldn't say no. Free I'm his manager, so I've got to go and test it.
Obviously. But yeah, hoping it's sort of quite early in the year, because then I might be able to get on it.
It'd be nice if you do.
Yeah.
If not, I'll be checking it out in October.
Yeah. I won't be jealous at all.
Well, I'm sure you'll see it, because they're going to want to avoid opening it too close to Star Wars. In either California or Florida.
Yeah, because California's...
Summer.
Yeah, summer.
So it could be probably July, August time, I would have thought.
Yeah, potentially.
So I think that will impact attendance at Universal, even across the other side of the States, I think. I think there'll be a lot of people flocking over to California to see that.
Yeah, I agree. There will be a lot of people.
They reckon there's going to be 10-hour queues for those attractions.
That's mental, isn't it?
I can't imagine it. No. I cannot imagine staying in... That's for one ride.
One ride.
For one ride.
The entire day.
Yeah.
In that, in the park, just for one ride.
I can't imagine doing that.
No.
I mean, I would, but I can't imagine doing it.
I don't think I would want to go there for opening. Even,
no.
Even though I'm a like massive Disney fan, massive Universal fan, I just... considering, because we're going there, because we would be going there from the UK, it would be really expensive to go. It would be a very expensive trip to go there and do just like one ride a day.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be tough. I'd rather leave it until slightly later in the year. There would still be long queues, obviously, but hopefully it'd die down slightly from 10 hours.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see it at 5 hours for at least the first 12 to 18 months.
Yeah. We're going to see... I fully expect this to be very long queues, but 10 hours is...
I can't imagine. Madness. I can't imagine 10 hours. I mean, for me, that's just a sign that maybe Disney should have built 4 rides in that land instead of 2.
Yeah, or tried to increase the capacity
of the ride, which is surprisingly low from what we've seen.
Do you reckon we'll see queues outside of the... Well, obviously there'll be queues outside of the rides. Do you reckon they'll...
Mess
it up like they did with Avatar.
Well, yeah, I mean, why else do you think Baseline Tap House exists? That's at like the halfway point.
True, yeah.
That's the halfway point of getting into the land.
Refreshment halfway through. Yeah, because there was people saying that, you know, people are going to be queuing to get into the land, So I wonder if it will help the fact that California...
I don't know. I don't know.
It's hard to call, isn't it? Because if California's already been opened, when Florida opens, or Disney World opens, whether it will be not as bad, because obviously you won't because the rides are the same, aren't they, between the two?
Yeah.
So you won't necessarily get people living in California that will think, I need to go to Disneyland,
no, exactly.
Disney World, for this, because I've already ridden it in Disneyland.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a real tough one to call, but it's...
Yeah.
It's going to be insanely busy. I think Galaxy's Edge is probably one of the only times I would probably pay like the $100 or whatever to get early park access for. Yeah.
And I think they will sell fast.
Yeah.
Have they announced they're doing that?
They will be, won't they? I mean, they're doing it for Toy Story Land.
They're going to do it for Star Wars.
I'll pay $200 probably.
It wouldn't surprise me if they put the prices up for it. They will sell out fast.
I'd pay it because, you know what, I'd much rather have a quieter experience and enjoy the land than just be sat there for 10 hours.
It would be absolutely solid.
And I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't enjoy it as much. And I'd rather pay, you know, I only get to go to Florida once a year, twice if I'm really lucky.
Yeah.
I'm not there to be sat in a 10-hour queue.
No. No, I completely agree. It would be worth the money.
Yeah, I think so. So, moving on from... potentially Hagrid's motorbike or Cirrus, depending on where in the timeline you're at, and Galaxy's Edge. 2019 is fast approaching, and we thought we'd share some of our wants and needs for theme parks.
our must-love desires
for next year. And I'm going to start with one that we talked about before, but that I think if it doesn't happen, someone's going to die. And that is...
That's not a threat, people.
That's not a threat. No. I think it's going to happen. As the replacement of Disney's monorail service at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Because it's a mess.
It needs to happen, doesn't it?
It's an absolute mess. We've talked about it before, but you know, doors are getting stuck, aircon units are falling out, like people are almost falling out of doors when they're... leaning against them. The other thing that happened the other day was they were only loading them, even though it was really busy, I think about half full.
Oh, really?
People suspect that's because they don't want people standing up against the doors.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good...
It's not good when you have to do that, and it's going to affect the flow of the park, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, if you can't load people on and off of the monorails as efficiently as they could do before...
Yeah.
Then it would impact all the queues everywhere, wouldn't it? Be a nightmare trying to get in and out.
Yeah. I mean, we did go on them in October. Other than me being gripped on by the aircon unit, I thought the ride was okay.
It was okay.
But they look old.
Yeah, they look old. There's always a bit of a smell to them.
Yeah.
They
need replacing. I don't think there's anyone that would say that they don't.
Yeah.
Apart from Disney.
It's fine.
Bob Chapek's like, it's fine, don't worry about it.
I just bought some duct tape down at Walmart.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'll get it sorted.
That's another thing, actually. I would like to see them replace Bob Chapek as head of parks.
Right, okay.
I think he's completely useless. And to be fair, that's probably he's being governed by from the top.
Right, yeah.
He's pretty high up in Disney. And I think he's just making shortcut after shortcut and making money grab after money grab.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We've seen a lot of money grabbing exercises this year. Money grabbing and money saving exercises.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, the monorails have to be done. Something has to be done about them, doesn't it? It really has to.
Yeah.
As you say, before somebody gets hurt on...
I think it's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen.
And I don't know why they haven't made a move on it, because you think, surely they can see that somebody's potentially going to get hurt on these monorails.
Mm.
And one, they'll get landed with a massive lawsuit.
Yeah.
And two, they'd have to shut down like the whole monorail system, potentially, depending on what happens. Because if they're deemed unsafe, which they should have been already, they're going to have to shut it all down. And that'll be a massive problem anyway. So why aren't they being proactive about it?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we said a few weeks ago, there are rumours that they're building a new fleet.
Yeah.
But why not announce? I don't understand why it's not been announced. So no. I think my want for next year is that Disney announces that a new fleet is arriving by the 2021 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Hopefully they arrive before that, but you know, at the very least, they need to be there for the 50th anniversary, because that system is going to go under immense pressure in that year.
Absolutely, because I mean, was it this year or last year? Siemens.
They offered to do it.
They offered to do it, didn't they? But Disney didn't want it because of like they wanted to add. Siemens wanted to advertise on it, basically. And you think at the end of the day, I don't know how much a fleet of monorails would cost. You wouldn't think it would be a huge.
50 mil, maybe?
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would be an absolutely vast sum that they couldn't afford it.
Mm.
You know, we're talking about the company that earned $7 billion this year. I think, was that just film?
I think it was just film, yeah.
Yeah, and you think, if you're making $7 billion in just film, there's a lot of cash flying about.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So I think they could easily splash to a few new monorails.
Yeah, and I think, that's one of the biggest things for me that I want to see next year. The other one, which we touched on, was just general improvement in the way that those Disney are running their theme parks.
Yeah,
I think they've shifted mentality, I think, over the last couple of years. As much as I love going there, and I still love going there, and as you guys know, and you hear us every week talking about the pros, but I think they seem to just almost want to shaft guests now.
Money-wise,
I think the attitude has changed, and it's like, let's get them for every penny we can, rather than let's make it the most magical experience possible.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
And it's disappointing. I think, you know, we both like going to Disney World. We both like going to, well, any Disney park for that matter. It's not just Florida.
Yeah.
But Disney World in particular, I think you do feel a lot of the time that they're just shafting you for the sake of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of additional like paid events coming up recently.
Yep.
And like when, obviously, go back to October when we went there and you had the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is very expensive for what it is.
Yeah.
And when you see the likes, compare it to the likes of Halloween Horror Nights, which is significantly cheaper and it changes massively each year.
Yeah.
I don't know how Disney can justify the cost of their event.
And this is the thing, I think literally they could double their price and you could get a kick in the nuts and a slap around the face on the way into the parks and people would still go.
Yeah, people would still go.
That's the thing. I don't think Disney don't care anymore, because they know they've got the business.
Yeah.
It's not changing.
That's very true. You know, they can spin up all these extra events and people will pay to go to them.
Yeah.
Personally, you know, obviously we went to the Mickey's Not So Scary, but I don't do any of the other dessert parties and all this other stuff. Mm. And obviously we didn't do the Toy Story opening.
No.
I think that was a
waste of money. We were tempted, but then once we'd been to it
and once we rope dropped it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there wasn't any need to do that, to pay the money.
No.
You know, if you can get up early enough to go to this event and pay the money, why don't you just get up early enough to rope drop?
Yeah, exactly, like, yeah.
You know, it's not going to cost you a penny extra then to do that.
I mean, to be fair, when Galaxy's Edge opens, I'd probably be getting to the parks for around 6.
Yeah.
I know people say, oh, you're still waiting like 2 hours or whatever, but I'd rather wait 2 hours and get on the ride first than wait...
Yeah, 10 hours.
Wait 10 hours for the ride. So, yeah, but I just want to see Disney just spark that magic back again. That, you know, and I think it is worse for us in the theme park community who see it more. Guests who go every 4 or 5 years, probably you know, they expect the prices to have gone up since the last time. They expect some, you know, some of these events to be in place. But I think over the last 12 months, I've really seen Disney.
There's been a lot of it.
It's more corporate. And yeah, of course, it's a corporate company, but the parks are very much a corporate place now, it feels.
Yeah, it's very much more of a money spinner at the moment. Which, you know, granted, it always has been a money spinner. You know, they're always going to make a lot of money from it.
Mm.
But some of the, like when they cut the live actors in Hollywood studios.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to save you a lot of money.
No, and cutting some of the shows and things down to seasonal.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not adding new experiences, and you're taking existing experiences away.
Yeah, and you think, but the ticket price is always going up.
Yeah.
So, you know, the amount that it costs to run these rides and, you know, these shows and stuff is not going to be significant. It's not going to be a significant saving.
No.
So I don't know what the goal is there, because as we say, some of these things aren't significant savings. So is it, surely it's not a cost saving measure?
I don't know why they're doing it. No. I mean, fair enough if guests aren't interacting with them very much anymore. That's fair enough.
At that point, you should change it and introduce something new, like with the seasonal shows and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, they should be introducing something new there.
Exactly.
I
mean, you know, granted, they're investing a lot in other areas. Obviously, Galaxy's Edge we're probably going to see the exact replica in Disneyland Paris. They've not said that for sure.
Yeah, it was quite likely. I mean, they've done it in Disneyland. Mm. They're doing it in Disney World. Why wouldn't they just do the same thing in Disneyland Paris?
Yeah, but at the same time, that's another thing I'd like to see less of in 2019. It's cut and pasting attractions. It's lazy.
Yeah, it is lazy.
It's lazy, I think. You know, would I complain if Mission Breakout came to Florida? No, I probably wouldn't. But I think on the most part, why are they not building something brand new in the French Pavilion rather than simply copy and pasting what already exists?
Yeah.
Ratatouille is a great ride. Don't get me wrong. And we're probably in the minority in that we've been to both Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
And that's why they're doing it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But that film came out, what?
2007, 2008, something?
Yeah, like 11 years ago now.
Yeah.
Is it really one of Pixar's most popular franchises still to this day? I'd argue probably not.
It's a very good film.
I don't disagree with you.
I would say it's one of the more popular ones, more popular franchises.
I don't know if it sells merchandise, though.
Yeah, maybe not.
Like,
it's probably not a huge range of merchandise you can do for it.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen the Beauty and the Beast animatronics that are going, I believe it's over to Japan, they're building a new attraction over there.
I haven't seen it. I saw them a little bit. I haven't seen them too much. But yeah.
That for me would make a better fit for that land.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, that would fit perfectly.
I know we're copying and pasting still, but, you know, it doesn't have to be a copy and paste, but seeing something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I'd probably say I'd prefer Ratatouille to Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I would agree.
But I think, in terms of originality,
I know what you mean. I think it's great to have original rides and everything like that. But I also think the copy and paste does kind of work sometimes, because it gives people, because obviously, people can't always go to all of the parks.
No.
So it gives people an opportunity to... You know, some people only go to Disneyland Paris, some people only go to Disney World, California, you know, all that. So it gives people the opportunity to ride all these fantastic rides at the park that they go to most often. Mm. And I think it's nice to have unique attractions at each place, but I think sometimes some of the really good ones should be duplicated around
to give
everyone the opportunity to ride them.
Yeah, I guess my point, that's a fair point, I guess my point here is that there's not enough originality coming to the parks.
Yes, like in recent times we haven't seen a huge number of original attractions coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, all the parks do have original attractions.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But yeah, we haven't seen many original ones. A lot of them in recent years have been copy and paste.
Like, if I was Disney, why would Galaxy's Edge not be slightly different depending on which park you're in?
Yeah,
you know, we'd have one, the Millennium Falcon ride you'd probably want to keep and everything, but why not come up with something new for a second attraction?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because, you know, it's bound to be a money thing. You know?
Oh, of course,
spinning up a different place. What would be amazing is if they could do like a completely different place. Like in Disney World, they have Galaxy's Edge. In California, they have a different, like a completely different location.
Yeah,
not just a ride, but exactly, a different location. And they could easily do that. It would just be very expensive.
It makes sense, right? You know, California, you're on Tatooine.
Yeah.
Florida, you're in maybe Endor because of the climate. Paris, you're in Hoth because...
of the climate.
Of the climate, right? Like, but, you know, it makes sense to do stuff like that. Yeah. But obviously they won't. And even if the attractions are the same, the lands then feel very different.
Yeah, true.
And I just want to see more original attractions. Like Paris... the expansion plans coming to Paris are, you know, fantastic, and it's about time.
Yeah.
But what, 90% of the stuff coming there is going to be ripped from other parks.
It's bound to be. I mean,
Iron Man Coaster being the only one that's not, but it's still the same track with a slightly different reskin. Hopefully, it was as much success from that as Mission Breakout was for Tower of Terror.
Yeah. They did announce. Did they announce what's coming to what's replacing Armageddon?
Don't think so yet. No.
I can't remember. I thought I saw something about Armageddon, but I can't remember what it is now.
I don't remember.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They haven't really announced too much of what's coming yet. We don't know what's going to be in Star Wars. Frozen, do you reckon we'll see a
Frozen Ever After?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not. Maybe we'll see something slightly different, but I'm still not convinced that Frozen's going to stand the test of time.
I'm trying to think in the concept art. Is there a mountain?
Yeah.
Is it a mountain and a castle?
Yeah, I think the... one of them is going to be a restaurant, isn't it?
Right. Do you reckon we'll see the mountain? Because obviously in Epcot...
We'll probably see a ride, like Frozen Ever After.
Yeah.
We'll see a show, like at the sing-along,
yeah.
I reckon. And we'll have the restaurant.
Right, okay.
Is my gut feel for what we'll see there. Galaxy's Edge will be... I think Star Wars will be Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be lazy and they'll just replicate what they've done.
It would make sense. I can easily see that happening.
Yeah, and Marvel will see Iron Man. I'm hoping they will announce Mission Breakout.
Right.
It makes sense. Get rid of... I mean, the Tower of Terror in Paris is not great.
It's not as good as the one in
Disney World. Different, and it's nice that it's different.
Yeah.
But it's not as good as Disney World's.
I think it would give it a bigger appeal...
Yeah,
to you know, obviously, you know, fans of Disney and everything like that love.
I like Tower of Terror, but
I think for people who aren't necessarily hardcore Disney fans and everything like that, and fans of the park, I think Guardians Ride would be a bigger draw. Yeah,
I mean, I guess the only thing they've got going for it now is that the Twilight Zone is being rebooted next year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's part of Disney Plus?
No, it's separate to
what's
Disney.
Separate is it?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't even think Disney are doing it.
Oh, right.
I might be wrong, but I don't think so. Which means that more people will know of it.
More people will be aware of it, yeah.
But I still think if you've got a Marvel land, then...
yeah, it doesn't...
Mission Breakout makes sense.
Considering it's right next door to the Marvel land, Mission Breakout would make a lot of sense. Part of me thinks that they didn't announce it at the...
They didn't want to annoy people.
Yeah, they didn't want to really annoy people. They just wanted to get people excited about the new lands and not, like, drag them down.
Yeah.
And at some point, they'll just say, oh, yeah, we're going to change that.
I think they will do it. I really do think, and I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they should.
I think maybe they're not announcing it yet because obviously, like, Rock and Roller Coaster is going to close at some point.
Yeah.
Armageddon is going to close at some point. So
no one's going on Armageddon.
Yeah, true. They don't want to close too much. They don't want to do a Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And close the entire park.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know we said we don't want to rinse and repeat attractions, but I think that there are some instances where, you know, I think that Mission Breakout makes a lot of sense in Paris.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, Tower of Terror is a pretty much a rinse and repeated attraction already.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's subtle differences between all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the building themselves look different in each place.
But they are very similar.
The ride fundamentally is the same ride.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, I think the connection between the number of people that go between Paris and Florida versus Paris and California is less. So there's probably less people that go to Paris and California than there are people that go to Paris and Florida.
Yeah,
I think UK, our go-to place is Orlando.
Yes. Yeah, so like a big...
For family, you know, outside of theme park nerds, which there aren't that many of, really.
Yeah.
Because
that's the thing, because I think, obviously, California is, for us, it's further away.
Yeah.
It's like an extra 4 hours on the plane.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not 4 hours. Three...
Yeah,
maybe 3 hours.
There's less to do.
There is less to do.
If you're talking theme parks, not if you're talking California as a whole.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's less to do for like a 2 week holiday. So
yeah,
there is less to do. If you wanted to go around and see not just the parks, there's loads to do.
There's a lot of traveling to do. Whereas Orlando is all in Orlando.
Exactly. Yeah, because even let alone Universal and Disney, they're not exactly close.
No. Anaheim's nowhere near anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, it's a less appealing family holiday.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I want to go to Anaheim. Oh, I want to go to Disneyland.
I really want to go.
But
yeah, for me, it's not just Disney as well. It's like, I want to see all of California, really.
Yeah, so same. You need to take like a month, don't you, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd probably want to spend a week doing Disney.
Yeah.
Just to really, because when I go there, I want to really experience the parks. I don't want to just rinse it in 2 days.
Yeah.
I want to see everything. I want to see, you know, Walt's original park. I want to really experience it and take it all in.
Absolutely.
And then do California, obviously. But actually, we can get free passes for Universal Hollywood.
Can we?
Yeah.
How come?
PR person.
You'll sort it out.
I'll sort it out. Oh no, Barry in PR.
Good old Barry.
Barry. Good old. Hi, I'm Barry from Universal Orlando, Universal California.
Just look at this penny.
Wow.
US people won't get that.
No. So yeah, that's another thing, is more originality, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
And it's not to say I don't want rinse and repeat attractions, but I want to see more originality than rinse and repeat.
Yeah, the balance isn't quite right at the moment.
They've got it the wrong way around, I think, at the minute, Disney.
Yeah.
Anything from you?
I
think the other thing I was going to touch on is less 3D at Universal.
Yeah, that is another thing.
Could have been our list the last 5 years. But
yeah. I mean, the things I'm agreeing with all your points at the moment.
We're mostly aligned in the way that we think about things anyway. But
I mean, we do want to see less 3D. Obviously, we've already touched on the Harry Potter ride, which we don't know what it's called yet.
Yeah.
We've touched on that. That's not going to be a 3D ride, assuming it's not going to be a VR attraction.
I hope not.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it would be, considering if they are motorbikes, it wouldn't.
Although it's a cheap way not to have to build an animatronic.
True. Yeah, the rumours are there's going to be a great animatronic. Oh yeah, it's actually CGI.
Yeah, it's all VR. It just looks terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously that's going to be a roller coaster, so there shouldn't in theory be a lot of 3D, if any 3D.
Mm. Unless it's VR.
Yeah.
Which it could be.
Yeah. I don't know what else They're not building anything else at the moment, are they?
Well, I want to see them. What's coming to this new park?
Yeah, yeah.
Which we talked about last week.
Yeah, we want to see what's coming to the new park. Which hasn't officially been announced. So it would be good to see an official announcement.
Yeah.
Which I would have thought we'll see in 2019.
I would have thought so, and I reckon it will open in 2023.
Okay, is that your guess?
So let me see. They start
working. Where are we now? 2019.
They break down. They break ground in 2019. That gives them.
Depends if they break ground 2019. In 2019. I suppose it depends.
Maybe it could be 2020, 2022.
Yeah, it depends how far the planning is along, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Considering they announced the Nintendo deal quite a long time ago.
When we first started this podcast,
yeah.
Really, I think.
Yeah. So they announced it quite a long time ago, so you'd think they would have been planning for a little while.
Yeah.
So they might be able to break ground in 2019. Depends when they announce it, doesn't it?
I think that'll break ground, and it will either be ready to open on 2022 or 2023. They'd be stupid to open it in 2021.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to turn it around by 2021.
No, and even if they could, and as we said last week, I think Disney have got that year.
Yeah.
Easy.
There's no point in Universal trying to compete, because they won't, and it will be deemed as a failure.
Yeah.
If they try.
50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. Nobody is thinking about Universal that year.
Yeah.
They may announce some Harry Potter expansions or whatever, that would be cool, but I honestly don't see them bothering that year. It just seems, obviously, that people will go to Disney World, people will go to Universal because it's just down the road, but for me, opening a new theme park, if they could turn it around, is just pointless.
Yeah. One thing, actually, I was thinking of things that they are working on, Terminator 2 remake. Not remake, but what's going to be in Terminator 2.
Yeah. It'd
be good to see in 2019.
That's going to open next year, surely. It's been shut for...
Although,
six
I think
months
they're still
now?
Doing building work.
Are they?
I saw a picture, as part of like the aerial pictures, there was one of the T2 building, and the sides have been opened up.
Okay.
So I think they're still working on the structure at the moment.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're, you know, it'd be great to see just...
The year after then, won't it?
Yeah, probably.
Because they tend to open one attraction a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, obviously Harry Potter will be next year. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it could be 2020 that we see what's going to be in T2. I'd like to see what's in T2 next year.
I think they'll announce it next year, 100%, yeah.
And then, obviously, yeah, it'll probably be 2020 by the time they actually open it.
Yeah.
It'd
be nice to see it next year, but it doesn't seem likely.
It doesn't seem likely, because considering they haven't announced it.
Yeah.
You know, they've already announced that Harry Potter is opening in spring 2019.
Yeah.
So I think if it was opening next year, I think they would have...
We would have seen something,
Let alone they would have at least announced what it is.
Yeah.
And they haven't said anything so far.
Yeah, I agree.
And I suppose, as well, in general, I'd like to... In an ideal world, I'd like to see them close one of the lands.
Yeah.
Whether it be Forbidden Lost Continent.
Lost Continent, I'd like to see
it go. Or whether it be the Toon Lagoon. I think it's... Is it called Toon Lagoon? Or whether it's, like, the Barney area, like that bottom right-hand corner of Universal. Just something. Say that they're, you know, they're going to be introducing a new land. Something like that. You know, it doesn't, doesn't have to come for another 2 years or whatever.
I think the problem with a new park is that it's quite unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's kind of, it kind of stamps over that.
Mm.
Do you reckon, do you think it warrants a new park?
Nintendo does, yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say, do you reckon Universal in general warrants a new park?
Yeah, I think if they need to be able to compete with Disney more. I think what they've got there is great, but it doesn't compete with Disney. I think that, you know, to give Nintendo enough oomph, a new park is needed, probably. But built, like, technology-wise...
Yeah.
Technology-wise, Universal are miles behind. If you put all the new tech that's out right now into a new theme park...
Yeah.
I think they could be onto it. And if a large part of that is Nintendo, I think they have room to grow significantly against Disney over the next 10 years.
Yeah, because obviously a third park brings them closer to the offering that Disney's got. I say a third park, they've already got three gates at the moment, haven't they?
I don't really count water parks.
Yeah, but if you think of, you know, Universal got two parks at the moment, Disney's got four, discounting all the water parks. Obviously, four to three, much closer in line.
Mm.
You know,
if Nintendo is there in that park, families are going. There is no question.
Yeah.
When I speak to families right now, and you go, oh, you're going to Universal? Oh, no, all the rides are quite old. Which, in terms of for being up for older people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which a lot of the time they are.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there are lands dedicated to kids, but, I mean, what kid really cares about Zeus? And we've said it before. And things like
that. There's obviously a very limited age for Zeus and the likes of Barney and things like that. Obviously, Harry Potter, I think, opens up
a much larger but the rides are big.
Audience. The rides are big. It does open up a wider child audience.
It does, yeah.
Like for an older, a slightly older child, all the way up.
Yeah.
And I think
that's done very well.
It's done very well for them.
But imagine what Nintendo's could do.
Yeah.
And I think Nintendo could be even bigger than Harry Potter.
Yeah, because I think that does appeal to a larger audience.
Like, not
a larger audience necessarily, but a larger age range.
I mean, Nintendo appeals from 3 to 100, really. Yeah. Like, it really does. I can't see myself not liking Nintendo.
Yeah. Whereas I think Harry Potter is probably slightly older children. You know, I'm not talking like really old, but
probably eight onwards, maybe.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Nintendo can capture someone from, I think from 3 or 4, really.
Yeah.
A lot of kids. I mean, I started playing Nintendo games when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, I'm probably a little bit different to most people, but it's a possibility. Everyone knows who Mario is as well. Everyone knows what Pokemon is. Yeah.
I think it would be interesting to see what else comes to the park.
Yeah.
I don't think it will just be Nintendo.
No, I agree.
We said about this last week.
I'd be surprised.
You know, the name of the park that was leaked doesn't tie up with just a Nintendo park.
I mean...
I say just a Nintendo park. It could be just a Nintendo park. I was merging Nintendo and Mario there.
Because
in the picture it has Mario, just Mario. But in theory, it could be a Nintendo-based park.
It could be.
It could be.
I think they'd be... As much as Nintendo is massive, I think they'd be taking a bit of a punt if it was just Nintendo.
It would be a bit of a risk, I think.
Imagine if it was Nintendo, Fantastic Beasts, and something else.
Yeah.
Then you've got a real offering there.
You've got a real contender, haven't you, there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I think one of my only other ones would just to be... For the UK to up their game in the theme park space.
Yeah.
I mean, next year I'm going to Alton Towers for the very first time.
Right, okay.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't lose a leg or an arm. But I am looking forward to going.
We joke, but it's a serious concern.
It is, yeah. We are. I am slightly worried. I'm looking forward to going to Taunton Towers, and obviously, once I'm back in early June,
yeah,
I'll be talking about it and reviewing it. But mm-hmm. you know, based on the theme parks that I have been to in the UK, they massively need to up their game.
Yeah, I mean,
and we've talked to people that have been to Taunton Towers on here before, and Taunton Towers is regarded as the best theme park in this country, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say it probably is.
Probably.
It's got the most rides. It's probably the most well known.
Yeah.
It's got the biggest rides. Maybe, you know, Thought Park potentially.
Thought Park's quite close in terms of ride size, aren't they? There's some pretty big coasters in Thought Park.
But I think Taunton Towers as a resort is.
Yeah.
Is a much bigger.
It's more of a resort than a.
Just a park.
Just a park, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think there's been talk of adding another park in around by Kent for quite a few years now. That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Is that the Paramount one you're talking about? Yeah, that's not no longer linked to Paramount, is it?
It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, I haven't been following it closely, but I haven't heard much about it recently. Last I heard was when Paramount pulled out.
It's classic UK. I mean, it's. You know, you try and bloody build an extension to your house, it takes 2 years for planning permission to go through.
Or you try and add a runway to an airport, and it takes about 10 years to agree on which one to put it in.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're just slow at agreeing to do anything for some reason. But I would really, next year, like to see something happen in the UK theme park space that really shakes things up and you know, we're never going to contend with Disney and Universal unless one of the two invest over here. Universal is a possibility, I think, if they wanted to.
Right.
I mean, imagine if Universal came in and said, yep, we're going to open, we're going to take the Kent space and we're going to open up Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Nintendo. Yeah. I mean, holy hell, you are winning in Europe if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, because I don't think you necessarily get Disney over here because you've got Disney in Paris.
Which is an hour's train away from London, you know, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's not far for us, really.
No, it's not far at all, really, when you think of it. So I wouldn't see them necessarily coming over here. Universal is probably the more likely of the two if they were to come over.
Imagine, just saying, we're doing a combination of Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Nintendo, we're going to open up a Back to the Future ride, we're going to do a Transformers ride.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because they don't have a European offering.
No,
you know, that would be a big move for them, wouldn't it?
Huge. They would take a lot of space from Disney, I think, if they did that. The UK
in the European market.
The European market, yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people in the UK would go to that.
Yeah, because I think obviously the theme parks that we've got are aimed at a slightly older audience.
None of them have franchises, do they?
We do have some, like Chessington's slightly younger.
Portons Park.
There are some smaller ones.
Unfortunately, we couldn't make the Peppa Pig event the other day.
Was that what it was?
We got invited to a Peppa Pig event. which we couldn't make, unfortunately.
there are some parks that are aimed at younger audiences, but... I think a Universal park that is aimed at a slightly older audience, because Universal generally is, would work out very well in the UK.
That'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah. It would be great to see something like an immersive theme park the likes of Disney and Universal have. In the UK, we just don't have that.
We just don't have it. It's literally, you walk from one ride to the next and don't really feel like you're transitioning at all.
No. And there's I don't know, just the whole infrastructure and the whole food offering is terrible in the UK.
So, I mean, really is. If I'm going on Dream Big, it's Universal coming to the UK. And Disney's off the... I mean, you know, Disney I would love, but Disney is off the cards. It's not happening.
No.
Universal coming to the UK would be mind-blowingly good.
It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I think the problem is their Orlando park would take a hit.
Yes,
because there were so many people from the UK going there, and they wouldn't need them anymore.
Yeah, and they would drop off, wouldn't it? Yeah. Pretty much.
And equally, they had that in combination with Disneyland Paris once Disneyland Paris is not a crowd. once they've added their new lands, again, if you imagine those two in basically 3 hours away.
Yeah, I wonder whether Disneyland Paris will take a chunk out of the Disney World. market.
Once it's fully opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once it's fully operational.
Bob Chapek is like, once Disneyland Paris is fully operational. Yeah, potentially, but I think, you know... You...
Obviously, Florida's still a massive draw because it's not, you know, yeah. It's the climate.
It
is. It's the parks are on another level.
They are.
You know, even once the transformation of Disneyland Paris happens, there still is significant more parks in Disney World.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the climate.
Yeah.
We can't underestimate the weather.
It does make a big difference.
People want to go on holiday because it's warm.
Yeah, yeah. Which is okay in summer in Paris.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
It's nice and warm in Paris. It's not Florida warm.
No.
But Florida is warm all year round.
Yeah.
You know, it has its selling points.
But yeah, I'd like to see the UK up their game in theme parks. It's a shame, really. I am looking forward to Alton Towers, I have to say.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go there for a number of years. It's never happened.
I have been there before, but it was a very long time ago. Because obviously it's a bit of a further
it's miles stretch away. It's actually quicker for me to get to Disneyland Paris.
I suppose it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because the infrastructure in our country is shockingly bad that you can't get from one part of the country to another part of the country than it takes to get from one country to another country.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? Because we are like we said before, we're the southest of the south in the UK, and Alton Towers is quite close to Scotland, really.
Yeah, it's in the grand scheme, not too far off. But we can get a train from London to Paris faster than we can get from the south coast to Alton Towers.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's nuts. Anything else? That's a lot. If all of that happened,
there is a lot.
I mean, last year I would have said I want to see Disney up their game in Paris, which they have now done. This year I should say, as we're recording. Yeah. Epcot, I want to see what they have planned actually.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Seem to have toned down on. You know.
Yeah, they've gone a little bit quiet, haven't they? Because they announced a lot of stuff and then they said there's more to come.
Mm.
We've obviously they've been announcing new shows.
Yeah.
To some degree they've announced the new shows.
Spaceship Earth is rumoured to be down for over a year almost, which makes sense. But
so,
I want to see that vision for what they're planning. And the fireworks show doesn't fill me with great confidence.
No, I know what you mean. I think it is going to be... I think they're going in the direction of character-based Epcot.
Yeah, I think
massively.
So.
Massively.
At the very least, they'll be doing it in World Showcase.
Yeah, but obviously Guardians of the Galaxy isn't in World Showcase. And
it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Epcot develops over the coming years.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a quick transition.
No, they'll do it slowly as to not annoy the fanboys. Yeah. They'll hope for all the people that originally went in the 80s to have got too old to go to the theme parks by the time it's done.
Too old and can't remember what it was like.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
Who? Epcot.
Who's
Who?
Who's Epcot? I think I dated an Epcot in the 60s.
So, yeah, we'll probably call it there. Thank you very much for listening. And also, have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Because this episode goes out on Christmas Eve.
It does.
So have a good Christmas. And we will speak to you next on New Year's Eve, which is next Monday.
Yeah.
Whew. Unbelievable. If you'd like to find us online, we are themeparktrailer.com. We have big and exciting things working behind the scenes at the moment.
Hmm. Do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so. What have you been doing? Also, we're on all of the socials. Our username is Theme Park Trader. Please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It helps us to find new listeners, and new listeners we love. And all listeners we love as well, obviously.
Yeah. Otherwise, we love all the listeners.
We love every listener. thank you. We'll say it again next week, but thank you for everyone that's listened this year. We've grown more and more over this year than we have done before, and we really appreciate everyone that's listened to us, has shared our guides on our website, has spoken to us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And for meeting people in October was amazing for us as well.
Absolutely.
And in February when I was in Disneyland Paris too. Maybe we'll share some of our favourite memories from this year
in
next
nice,
week's show.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be a good show, wouldn't it? I'm on Twitter as well, at Ryan Oggs, and Dan is also on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online.
Scrooby Online.
Yeah, until I can get that Scrooby tag.
Get the Scrooby tag, yeah. Yeah, until you can get the Scrooby tag.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I know you are. Every day he says he's waiting. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.